Thank you for calling customer support. This is Ivy. May I please have your zip code so that I may locate your account?
You want the zip code where I want the bill to go or where I want the merchandise to go?
Shipping.
Shipping?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's let's see, that would be to me, that I want the product here, but I have two homes. I guess I'm sure I filled it out here. Just a second here. You want the zip code of where it's going to be shipped, correct?
Yes, sir. That's the shipping address. Yes, sir. The billing address okay. is where it's not going to be shipped to.
Okay, 85029 is the zip code. There's something wrong with your website.
And what would be the first and last name?
First name Pete, P-E-T-E, last name Dillon, D-I-L-L-O-N.
Okay, thank you for that. Sir, and I see that the account has not yet been completed. How can I assist you?
Well, every time I hit rush order, it comes up and says invalid email address. Well, what I'd like for you to do is send me an email to my address, and I'll send it right back to you. It's not a bad email address. I have four email addresses. Some of them connected with business. Some of them are for family only. But anyway, the one I order from always, and if you look, I just ordered yesterday on this same card. I don't know what to do. I can give you verbally the email address and let you try it. I mean it's good.
Yes, sir. We have the email address on file here. We just need the shipping address and the payment method.
I gave you the shipping address just a minute ago. The shipping address, I'll give it to you. It's supposed to ship to Pete Dillon, 13242 North 34th Drive, 85029. And that's in Arizona.
Yes, sir. That's what we have on the billing address.
Oh, well. It should be both. Should be shipping and billing. Now, somehow it got screwed up and went to my second address. I can give you that. I actually tried that. I actually put that in for billing because that's all the bills go to an accountant, and that's his. I put his address for billing on almost everything. I can give you that.
No, sir. That won't be necessary, sir. And let's see. From what I can see here, what you may have to do is you may have to refresh the page and then put everything in the correct box again, and if the email that you're wanting to use doesn't work, you may have to use one of the other emails.
Well, I tried.
Our system
won't
allow
email.
Us to do it.
Pardon?
Our system won't allow us to do that.
Won't allow
Our
you to use
won't
another
allow us to
address?
Place orders.
Oh, well, I tried. The only other address that I could have used, and it should have refreshed the page when I clicked on it and when I clicked on rush order again.
The only thing I could do is to refresh it and then try to use another email address.
What do you mean by refresh? Reload the screen?
Yes, sir.
Reload this page. Okay, when I did that, the final step came up. The card number's missing. All its information. But the address is there. It didn't go away. Where it says, just pay a small fee, enjoy your expedited delivery. And then it says, two, it's got my name, which is correct. The address, which is correct. And the zip code, which is correct. I don't understand this. This is a software problem. It has to be. I just ordered on this same computer, same credit card yesterday, a $40 lunch. And they brought it right to the door and dropped it off at the door, and that was that.
So you may have to use another email address, sir.
Well, I just told you I did. I'll go back and do it again. But there is absolutely nothing wrong with that email address. And if you don't believe me, if you got a computer there that you can get online, just send me something that says test, T-E-S-T, and I'll turn it around and send it right back to you.
Yes, sir. Our system won't allow us to do that. We can't even get on the internet here. We can only go by what our software is able for us to do.
Well, I'm looking at the first page here where it says, every keystroke has been done 4 or 5 times. There's nothing wrong with it, with my, what I've typed in. You can't look up the error and see where it is in the code that it's failing?
So the only thing that I can see on the account that we have the billing address. We do have the email that we have on file, and we have the phone number, and just the shipping address and the payment method is blank. That's all that we see.
Well, it's right. Are they looking at the area code on the phone number and calling that wrong? Because I get my cell phones through Texas at a big discount because I get a few of them for my business. I don't understand that. Let me see.
That's all that we can see here.
Everything you see there is correct. Is that not true?
Yes, sir.
Do you see my email address?
Yes, sir.
Okay, what do you have? Do you have DylanPH1?
Yes, sir, we do.
At Outlook.com, or it could be Gmail.com.
It's at Outlook.
Okay. Well, that's where it should be. But you see, I use Outlook for all my online transactions, and I use Gmail for business transactions. So I, both of them have Dylan PH1 in the front, and then an at sign, and then I just switch the end from Outlook to Gmail, depending on whether it's business related or personal. So how is it saying that my email address is wrong? It's the same one you have, the same one I've got on my screen.
You may have to back out of it altogether and then re-enter it. If refreshing and re-putting the information is not doing it for you, you may have to just back out and then start the whole process again of re-entering your information. It's not going to go through or anything.
Well, it's not going through now. Let me, I just closed. Okay, I completely reloaded the whole thing, and it's on my screen, and it says click here for free bottle. That's the first place it says click. Claim your free bottle, click here. And I did, and it took me over to my where you fill in your name, zip code, address, and it didn't erase any of it, and it didn't change any of it. I mean, if my business was doing this, I would have reserve your bottle supplies.
Yes,
or land
sir. I just answer the calls for the company, sir. And normally, whenever customers run into errors like this, the troubleshooters that I told you was the only troubleshootings that the company has given us to advise the customers to fix the issue. And sometimes we do have issues to where customers order something at the same time. A lot of the customers order something at the exact same time, and it'll cause the system to glitch or to crash. And normally, sometimes we tell our customers that if the troubleshooting doesn't work, to wait a couple hours and then re-enter everything again.
Well, I didn't order two things at the same time. I just ordered this. And I'm at a loss for why it's calling it bad when it's good at your end and good at my end. No prescription needed. Every time I click something that's blinking here where it says rush my order, it takes me right back to the beginning of the program where you fill in your order information. I've already erased that and redone it three times.
Yes, sir. You may have to come back to it within a few minutes or a couple hours and then try to reorder it again. Because this sounds like it's a glitch. Due to multiple people from all over the world and all over the United States trying to order this product at one time, causing the system to glitch.
Well, I get a bigger input host if that was causing to lose orders, and that's money.
Yes, sir, I understand that, but this is not something that we have control over.
Yeah, I mean, they hire you, right? The company that's selling it?
We just answer the calls for the companies that have. The customers who already have an established account, and if customers are having problems issuing the order, we give them the troubleshooting that the company has given us of what the problem could possibly be.
Can't you call the company?
No, sir. They only have the number to our call center.
That's a bad paradigm. Well, I can try it again, but I'll probably be on to, I got to start getting ready to go open my company up. Or nobody will be able to get in. This is surely availability.
And I do apologize for the inconveniences, sir.
Well, are you the 84316 number? Or 844316? This says Houston, Texas when I pulled it up this time. It didn't say Houston, Texas before.
Yes, sir. We aren't in Houston, Texas. We're in Colorado and California.
Well, this has a Houston, Texas address on it and email address. Well, okay, I understand your limitations and how they got this set up. That's just the cheapest paradigm that you can use to model something on that. Were you in Denver or?
Yes, sir.
Boulder or?
In Denver,
Colorado?
Yes, sir.
You're in Denver?
Yes, sir.
I lived there 17 years in Boulder, right up on the foothills there. Okay, well, this isn't your fault, and I'm not trying to direct any of my ire towards you. This is whoever set this up. Okay, well, thank you so much, ma'am. I'm sorry I took up so much of your time, but if this was my company, I'd want somebody to start looking at this. Thank you very much, ma'am.
Yes, sir, and thank you for calling customer support, and have a good rest of your day, sir.
Bye-bye.